Welcome to Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is the Coast Zone 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Wednesday, the 25th of August. And you probably know by now,
rock and roll has lost a legend, yep. Charlie Watts.
The drummer from the Rolling Stones. 50 years he was doing it. As we said today, will there be, Rob, a band that can last from now, from 2021?
I just can't see it.
Last until 2000.
It was a generational thing. Those bands that have just gone and gone, like your AC/DCs, your Beatles, yeah. They just kept going and going. Yeah, I mean, the Beatles was robbed short, but they just had momentum and guts and stamina, and they kept on going. But so, 80 years old, he was. Yeah,
tribute to Charlie Watts coming up, and as well as that, a new segment was started today. I don't know how long it's going to last and if it's got legs.
Hey, don't pretend that you didn't want me to do this. You love the wacky fact.
Pointless fact, Palmer.
And you named it as well, which I think is quite unfair.
He just has to open his mouth. News this morning came through earlier on. Charlie Watts, the drummer of the Rolling Stones, has died at the age of 80. If you're a Stones fan, he was known as the prolific drummer for the Stones for more than 50 years.
That is some
innings. That is a huge, huge, huge time in a band, isn't it?
He passed away peacefully in a London hospital, surrounded by family, which is nice to hear. But, yeah, you do what he did for that long.
Yeah.
I'm amazed he lasted till 80. The rest of them.
Yeah. They're still going.
They're still going. Well, I don't know. They wouldn't keep going without him, would they?
Well, I think they had a tour later on, sometime next year. But Elton John tweeted, very sad day, Charlie Watts was the ultimate drummer, the most stylish of men, and such brilliant company. My deepest condolences to Shirley, Serafina and Charlotte, and of course the Rolling Stones. Lenny Kravitz also said, Rob, he tweeted, he put out the beat of the Stones, hashtag Charlie Watts. There are no words, every groove has spoken for itself. And from 41 to 21. And Charlie Watts from Joan Jett was the most elegant and dignified drummer in rock and roll. He played exactly what was needed. No more, no less. He was one of a kind. So people certainly remembering Charlie Watts today.
What a life. Yeah, Four mates just hanging out, doing it hard for that long. And
50 years, long time.
This is what we do.
Yeah, and getting paid for it. And this is what Charlie said on how he learnt to play the guitar.
I learnt to play by watching people. If you were playing up there, I'd be watching you. Hmm. How to play this, that, and the other. Ooh, I learned later by meeting Jim Keltner and various other people, but I learned by watching Joe Morello.
Yeah, and this is what he said about, like, the shows now compared to the amount of shows that used to do.
The problem is that we're not doing enough shows to go berserk as we used to on staging, but there still is a good thing, you know, and maybe people are fed up with the big stage, I don't know.
Yeah. So, rest in peace. That's the news this morning, Charlie Watts.
What we wouldn't give for a big stage show right now.
Yeah, drummer for the Rolling Stones died at the age of 80.
When the big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed, people turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is The Forum.
I tell you, I've got an issue today.
Oh, this is a big one.
It's a concern. It arrived yesterday. Because with lockdown, I just don't know how long we are going to be without going to the gym. So I got a bench and squat rack.
You've given in.
I ordered it online. You know how they say you get what you pay for?
Looks good in the picture.
Damn straight, buddy. And I put it together last night or yesterday afternoon. Whoa.
Yeah?
Jeez, I tell you. Dodgy.
Rattles a bit.
Anyway, we set it up. Screwed it together. Went down, put it downstairs. You know, put the bar on top, and then put the weights on.
Got on it.
She with the wind, and with the wind, she's swaying. We got holy jeez, mate!
You need a spotter to not just hold the weight, but to hold the frame of the thing you're sitting on together.
I had to put some dumbbells at the bottom because I then went online and read a few reviews. And
you read the reviews after purchasing the product.
Always do. That's always do after. And one bloke put, you have to put sandbags at the bottom to keep it in place. So
sturdy.
Bloody sturdy, mate. So
it's like those basketball rings that you get. We've got two pot plants and a sandbag on the base of it so it doesn't fall over in the wind.
I put up a sign. I said, kids, use at own risk so that they can't sue me. just in case the weights come down on them.
Dodgy assemblies. Yeah. Oh, I got a knee operation and yeah. I thought I'm going to stay on top of this. I'm going to like go for a wallaby-like recovery.
Yeah.
And I bought one of those things that you attach to the back of your bike online and it comes and you put it all together, sit it there and you lift your back tire up and it sits into this thing and you can ride your bike as though normal. But
now, I've never heard of this.
Yeah.
So this is, you do it at home.
So you get your own bike. Yeah, you just get this thing and you sit your back tire and inside this.
Turns it into an exercise
turns
bike.
Turns it into an exercise bike.
Right.
And so you can just get up there and ride. But you have to actually apply pressure to the tire so that it creates resistance, because otherwise you're just spinning the wheel on nothing. And every time I got on it, Gwen would have to leave the house because it was going, this grinding noise that you just couldn't escape. I could only use it with headphones on, blasting AC/DC in my ears.
And you had to put it together?
Yeah, you had to put it together yourself. Not worth it. Okay. I used it 3 times and went, this is over.
Well, I don't know how long we're going to use the bench squat rack. I could be selling one on air tomorrow for a very cheap price, less than the $200 that I paid.
But obviously, you were robbed.
Dodgy things you've bought and you've assembled, you've put together. What's happened? Kylie, Wyoming. G'day, Kylie.
Kylie.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah, not too bad. What have you done? What have you put together that's been dodgy?
It's not me. My partner, prior to the school holidays, decided to buy a tandem bike to get outside with the young fella and go for a ride, and the young fella's not confident on a normal bike,
yeah,
so
yeah.
Had the tandem bike,
yeah.
Put it together, took it down to the lake Adock Park, yeah. lap round one, great, lap two, great, lap three, handlebars flew off the kid's bike, and off he came, backwards.
Oh, no.
Oh, you can imagine holding onto the handlebars going, why am I moving backwards? I'm still holding the handlebars, but they weren't attached to the bike anymore.
Yep. Gone, splat, hello, Gosford ED.
Hey, don't worry really? About that, because I saw that happen in the Olympic Games.
Well, that's what I said to him a couple of weeks later, because he wouldn't get back on. I said, look, it happens in the Olympics.
Yeah, happens to the best
of
it.
It can happen. Your bike, mate.
Yeah, it can happen at the Adcock Park. Exactly.
That's it.
So they
You're just an Olympian in the training.
So did your husband not attach the handlebars correctly?
Is this operator
error? No, he attached it. They weren't budging, but yeah, a couple of bumps in Adcock Park and off it came.
And then next time, Gosford Hospital.
Yeah.
Mark from Forres. G'day, mate.
Mark.
Good morning, fellas.
How you going?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. We're talking about things like, you know, push bikes and stuff.
Yeah, dodgy things you put together.
Yeah, yeah. And I bought a Christmas present for my young man, my young fella. And it comes in a box as big as a fridge. Like it's a backhoe, basically a backhoe.
A backhoe.
Like you could pick up a bit of dirt with it and stuff.
Yeah.
So, right, I get it out and put it together. Like yeah. It's 4 wheels and one wheel's risen. Well, it wasn't a nut. It was a whole wheel.
Hang on. What sort of bike was it? A
four-wheeler.
A four-wheel bike.
No, it was end up being 3 wheels because I was missing one.
Yeah, I know.
I went back to where I bought it, hey, and I said, like, hey, mate, you know, I've got a massive problem here. It's Christmas Eve. I need this done. And he said, we haven't got any spare ones. I said, well, there's one up on the shelf up there, mate, and I'm not leaving until I take the bloody thing, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Did you get the wheel?
Yeah, I did. I pulled one off. I said, mate, I was like, you know, come on, I've paid for it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is funny. So you've had an issue when putting things together as well, hey?
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, yeah, you're talking about putting stuff together.
Yeah.
I heard from IKEA that women do it better than men because they actually read the instructions.
Yeah, mate. That's a very good point. My wife should go in. Seriously, my wife, Kirsch, should go into business. She is unbelievable. If we need things put together, I let her do it because unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I love reading instructions, Mark, and you happen to be the man that saved Christmas. Thank you very much.
Good on you, mate.
Look. Have you ever? I know when I answer the phone, never answer a no number.
I'm doing that.
Do you answer no number?
No.
Who would?
No.
Because you never know what's going to come on the end of that.
Yeah.
And Well, there was this one number rang the other day. I didn't have it in my contacts, but it was just a mobile phone number. I thought, oh, and that happens sometimes. Someone gives you a number or whatever. And so I answered it. And then I heard immediately, hello, this is the Government Tax Department, New South Wales. And I go, that wasn't exactly.
Gee, that voice would be dodgy right from the word go. I would have thought after hearing that, this is a bit of a scam.
This is the Government Tax Department of New South Wales in the computer voice. So this doesn't go to the police to issue a warrant for your arrest. Please press 1.
You hit 1, didn't you?
I'd love to be able to just dive into the phone and find who that is and just...
Mate, it's interesting you mentioned that because investment scams reported to Scamwatch have cost Australians $70 million bucks in the first half of this year. $70
million. That's so wrong. Who would... Has anyone ever pressed 1? You wouldn't press 1. I'd love to know what happens. Sometimes you think, oh, should I press 1 just to see what's next? But then all of a sudden, your phone's infected with whatever.
But when you actually get the emails, Rob, and it comes through to your email and it looks genuine, like it's from the bank.
Those enlargement emails.
Yeah, now they're genuine.
Yeah.
But they do. You look, holy geez, it must be. Or if it says it's from Netflix and it says your account will be stopped if you don't update. And you go, that looks like Netflix. But you just know it's not.
I had a similar one not long ago that your phone line will be cut off completely if you do not ring this number to switch over to NBN.
Yeah.
Right? It was when all the NBN changeovers were happening. So they time it so that it happens at a moment in time where it may be possibly something that could happen. And you think, you know, I don't know, it's just dumb.
But it doesn't have to happen over the phone. Look, it's happened with you.
I got scammed once.
Yeah. What did you get done with?
I was just a young tradie apprentice. I was on my way home. This guy stopped. This Italian bloke gets out and he's all dressed to the nines.
Were you in the pub?
On his way to the airport. No, finishing up on a job site. And I was just leaving the job site.
Oh, no.
And
this bloke just pulled up on a job site.
He pulled up next to me as I was packing my ute and just went, oh, I'm lost. I can't get to the airport. My God. Oh, I don't know what the accent is.
No, that sounded like the scam on the phone. And then what happened?
I've got scam voice in the brain. He's asked for directions. I gave him directions. He followed me out towards where he could know where to go and then stopped and goes, I want to thank you, and offers me 4 leather jackets that I had to pay $1,000 for, which was a 20% of the market value. And I was going to get my money back tenfold.
Where'd you get $1,000 from?
I went to the ATM and I pulled $1,000, said, mate, I'll take those 4 jackets. I went home, my wife, Gwen, put a knife in one of them, just went, what have you done?
Were they faux leather?
It was so fake, it wasn't funny. The boys cut the sleeves off one and dressed me up in it for my bucks night. Look out, Pete from Forres has called up. We can't disguise your voice, Pete.
Yeah, good day, Pete.
Yeah, boys, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
I got a business. I get heaps of these calls all the time, you know. So one day I decided, only about a month ago, I thought, well, I'm going to press the number 1 and see what happens.
Oh, they got you.
No. I'm not done it on purpose. But, yeah, it goes to a call centre and a country up in, you know, Southeast Asia up the top there. It goes to one of those.
Yeah.
And the lady in a heavy accent starts talking to you and asking you questions. And I just said, no. Our Australian taxman doesn't send you anything on the phone. They send you a letter. Ding, ding. They just get you the hang-up sign straight away. So it goes to a call centre, basically. They try to talk you through to get details off you. But, yeah, I just told them. I just wanted to see where it went to.
Yeah, right. So you did try it.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, thanks for the heads up on that, Pete. At least it doesn't automatically blow up your phone or anything like that.
Pointless Facts Plumber.
And so
we do need to work on that name because I think it's just.
I don't think this is good. As I said, just open your mouth.
Far from pointless.
So I've got to get on the organ.
I want some mood music.
Thanks. All right, okay. Let me.
No, not you. Get Val to do it.
No, I want to hop on the organ today. Fucking Val.
All right, hit it.
Here we go.
How's that? Back in the old days in Europe, right?
Yeah.
It was hard to find a place to bury your loved one because they were filling up. Graveyards filled up real quick.
Yeah.
And so much population in Europe, they had nowhere to go. So they'd dig up coffins and they'd take bones out of graveyards and they'd put them in what they called a bone house. So actually they would take...
To make
room for new people, they take old ones out of the ground and put them in a bone house.
Can I tell you, you know Lang Park?
That's not the fact.
You know Suncorp Stadium?
Yeah.
Was called, before that it was called Lang Park. Val, keep on the organ. It was made. Lang Park was built over top of a cemetery. And Mum was telling me back in Bundy, where they built this Woolworths shopping centre, it used to be the cemetery there, and they just built the Woolworths. This was years ago.
What's the name of this segment?
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Pointless Facts Farm.
So, thank you very much.
Sorry, Robert.
Yes, keep it in your bag. Now, they dig up the coffins. They take the bones to a bone house. Then they would reopen the coffins. Right, because the coffins would go to the bone house. They'd open the coffins because they use the material, right? And yeah. One out of 25 coffins were found to have scratch marks on the inside.
No.
This is true.
No.
Yes. And they realised that they'd been burying people alive, which could happen, right? People would die or look to be dead.
And they thought.
In a coma, bang, boom, in the ground, away they come, and they come back. And so they realised what they needed to do. They'd put a string on the wrist of a corpse and they'd lead it through the coffin, up through the ground and tie it to a bell above the ground.
Yeah.
And then someone would have to sit in the graveyard and listen. And if you were alive in the coffin, you could pull your wrist and it would ring the bell. You became a dead ringer for someone else. So if you saw someone walking in the street and you go, you look like Davo, you're a dead ringer. Because you were Davo in the ground, rang the bell, got taken out.
Or, is that true?
Yeah, and you could also be saved by the bell. That's where that
you
comes from.
What? I thought Pointless Facts Palmer didn't have legs. I think it's got bloody legs.
I find that
incredible. There you go. Well done, mate. Yeah. Well, is it back again tomorrow?
You ever been called a dead ringer for anyone?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Chris Hemsworth.
Liar.
Right. Okay, then.
Thor can't die. You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers,
yeah.
Download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.